Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is here from Talkers.com. A lot of news in Talkers.com this week, which we will get to after we get to the news about the other news, if you will. And don't snooze, because you'll lose the news if you snooze, listening to the overview of the charts for...
I've heard of naked news. I never heard of snooze.
Oh, that's what we... Wait a minute. There's a new countdown show, a new Talkers overview. You can start... You got two publications now that you produce there.
Right.
I don't, a third one, the we could do a countdown of the naked news of the week. And people could imagine...
We'll just do the news. We'll do the countdown of the news naked.
Yeah, but then people can then imagine what you and I look like naked.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they have better things to think about.
I don't know.
Although that being said, I do want to point out, you know, behind the scenes,
yeah,
many of the talking heads that you see on television, on news talk cable channels, mm-hmm, including some of the hosts, the male hosts, are not wearing matching pants and shoes to their suits.
No.
They're
either
That's
in
a
jeans,
very common thing.
Shorts.
The anchor that you're watching on television, or the host of a show or the talking head, looks really nice with a tie and a jacket and a white shirt.
Yeah.
But they're probably wearing jeans, shorts, or sneakers underneath the table.
Yeah.
In most cases. Isn't that funny?
It is kind of funny. And there you have it, folks. The first behind-the-scenes crack from Michael Harrison of many during the next few minutes on the countdown as we review the charts and things going on in the world of news talk, radio, television, the new media, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. First, though, Michael, let's get to the top 10 stories from the week and
right,
a list of people, and then we'll go on into some of the other heavy things
with
going
information
on.
Here we go. At number 10, we have NFL action. At number 9, we have financial markets activity. At number 8, it's kind of a sports story, but it's really a sociological story, the Dolphins bullying controversy. At number 7, we have the Toronto mayor crack flap. At number 6, NSA spying case. Number 5, Benghazi cover-up allegations. At number 4, the declining Obama poll numbers. At number 3, GOP 2014-2016 strategy. At number 2, tying into that, are the Election Day results. And number 1, Obamacare rollout criticism. The people that are populating the discussions, number 10, Richie Incognito tied with Jonathan Martin. For those who say, who are these people? Incognito, is he hiding? These are two members of the Miami Dolphins that are part of a very interesting controversy. At number 9, we have Rob Ford, Joe Biden at 8. At number 7, Ted Cruz tied with Rand Paul. At number 6, Hillary Clinton. At number 5, Bill de Blasio tied with Joe Lota. At number 4, Terry McAuliffe tied with Ken Cuccinelli. At number 3, Kathleen Sebelius. At number 2, Chris Christie. And number 1, Barack Obama. That's it.
One of the interesting conversations I heard on one of the talk radio programs that I monitored this week was a discussion of the Republicans needing to get off of social issues in order to win. So Ann Coulter has been appearing on a number of programs. Now, she's been known, as you look through the world of at least political talk radio, Michael, over the last, 10, 11 years, as somebody who's come across pretty starchy. She's been an advocate for some pretty rough-and-tumble conservative playbooks. But now, her advice, along with many others, is to get off the social issues. Not that the Republicans have done that, because Mr. Boehner appears to be against the bill that went through the Senate this week to expand gay rights. So they're not taking her advice. But when you look around at the landscape, that actually sounds like pretty good advice, doesn't it? And one would wonder how many of these hosts will get on that bandwagon.
Well, it could be good advice, or there are some, of course, who feel it's bad advice. Some people feel, you know, the Republican Party and the conservatives that sort of spread out from that partisan core are at odds with each other about that very issue, whether or not they should become even more conservative on every front and be what they are, or spread out a little bit and get away from some of the social issues and concentrate on the fiscal ones and not alienate people who might be prone to support them fiscally but don't want the government or politicians or anybody else telling them how to live. This is not resolved. I would say You know, with the election of someone like Chris Christie and people talking about him as a potential presidential candidate, but then again there are people talking about Ted Cruz as a potential candidate. There in those two men you see the schism that presently exists among conservatives and among GOP enthusiasts.
So on the other side, the people that, if we were listening to some of the progressive talk hosts like Hartman and Stephanie and, you know, that group, Bill Press. So under the circumstances, you got those people on one side, and you got some of the Republicans or the conservatives on the other side. But there seems to be more of a focus now on the liberals, if you want to take apart their stance. The focus has been criticizing the president because of all the promises. I mean, if there was nothing louder or more clear this week, it was this resounding focus on the president. And the criticism for his promising that the things that are happening wouldn't happen, and he doesn't seem to want to admit to it, really. He says, kind of, I'm sorry, but he doesn't really mean it. And these hosts are jumping all over him.
Well, they should. Broken promises should be, brought out and, hold their feet to the fire. And, hey, there's nothing worse than a politician on your own side making your own side look bad.
Well, they get that on both sides now, as it would appear. Both sides now. This is a Joni Mitchell song that we can sing whilst we pause for a moment here. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, with the announcement of another Heavy 100 list. You might want to check it out at Talkers.com. We'll be back in a matter of moments here with Michael's overview of this new Heavy 100 talk list here on the weekly talk radio count. Countdown show.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's code for Old Navy is having a massive Veterans Day sale with 30% off all over the store or 35% off when you use your Old Navy card. Veterans, friends, family, dogs, and babies are all welcome to save big on tons of styles. All the layers you need for fall, like sweaters, jeans, tees, and socks. Don't forget the socks. But the deals only last through Monday. And as a thanks to those who serve our country, take an extra 10% off when you show your valid military ID in-store only. Valid 11-9 through 11-11. Excludes gift cards, fruit of the loom, and clearance. Old Navy card subject to credit approval.
Musicians, what if you could get below-cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379. Taylor Acoustics just $719. Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, PRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon. Guitar Center's biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year ends Tuesday.
The rollout continues as we continue our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's a Talk Radio Countdown show. The information largely put together by the staff at talkers.com, of which and to whom they all report to Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of talkers.com. And you'll find if you go online to some of the talk radio news, the industry news that so many people now love to go. They want to find out what's going on with their favorite host or program or station, whatever. There is a recognition in the world of talk that sports talk has become sort of a format unto itself. It is covered at talkers.com, and I guess the best example of that is the second annual listing of the Heavy 100 in the world of sports talk radio. You have the 100 most important regular talk radio hosts in America that's been going on for a long time, and now because sports talk has become so important, this is a necessity, Michael.
Yeah, we used to have the sports talk show hosts on the regular or the general Heavy 100, mm-hmm. but there are now so many sports talk show hosts and such a large subgenre of talk radio that has its own list. And we publish a second annual one, the 100 Most Important Sports Talk Radio Hosts in America. And, you know, it's controversial. Not everybody agrees with everything. It's partially, you know, factual in terms of numbers and partially subjective in terms of opinion. And it's out there. It's at talkers.com. It's free. And you can just go on the website and click on, and you'll get to see where your favorite talk show host in the world of sports, you know, stands in terms of the rankings.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at the story right now. I don't know, and I don't profess to know much about sports talk radio. You've become, and you love football. I think you love sports, so this yeah. is handy for you. But, you know, under the circumstances, I don't know that much about who some of these people are. I think there was one of them that was at the convention that we had. Was it in the New York convention? No, it was the New York convention.
In the New York convention a year ago, we had Mike Francesa.
That was a year ago?
It was the year, maybe it was this past year, I don't remember.
I hope so. I don't want to think it was.
Yeah, it was.
Time has gone that fast.
Well, you know, we do two of them a year now. We do one in L.A. and one in New York. Yeah, Mike Francesa spoke in New York in June, and it was very compelling. And, yes, it was this past year.
Yeah. All right. Good Lord.
It goes so fast. I figure it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It all feels like a year to me.
Yeah.
And, Mike Francesa of WFAN came in number one again in the country. He's a very interesting character. And even though he's local in New York, a lot of people listen to him on the internet or the Yes Network, which is, the cable TV network that's owned by the New York Yankees.
You know what I also find interesting, looking at some of the news this week in Talkers or at Talkers.com, there used to be, for example, we talked a little about my 25th anniversary of having hosted the Good Day program this year, Rush Limbaugh 25 years doing his program, and then there's sort of a chasm between how many years, I'm trying to remember who else fits in that, Jim Bohannon's in there as far as the Monday through Friday stuff is concerned, he's in the top of the list, but you know, you look at the anniversaries being celebrated. There was a big deal made out of a guy who was a host of a program, a morning program at WRKO in Boston. He's been there for a year, and it's a big party.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was a slow news day.
I just find it interesting that we're celebrating guys that have managed to hold on to their jobs for a year.
I'm laughing, but it's sad.
Yeah, it is. It is funny, but not
funny.
Hey,
the guy lasted a week. They're having a party.
Right.
He made it through his first show. Oh, you should see the news releases we get of mundane news.
Yeah. Right.
You know.
Yes.
But Dave Ramsey's been on the air for over 20 years.
Yes.
That's a great accomplishment.
Yeah, it is. So there aren't many of us who are in that post-20 league.
Yeah.
I think Bohannon and maybe Ramsey and me and Limbaugh, in terms of syndication, I think may be it.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's anybody else that's
in
the...
I think Kim Komando on the
Commando's
technological
close.
Front has been around 20 years.
Yeah, right. Yep.
There are a handful out there that have done a good job, and they're all very good hosts.
Well, we're holding on. That's what we need to do is just keep holding on.
Absolutely.
That's the story. All right, so we've had a good overview, lots of conversation. Check out talkers.com. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at talkers.com, with his overview of the big stories, the charts for the week of November 4th to the 8th here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We'll be right back. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Joining me now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is Michael Levine, who founded the Levine Communication Office, great PR effort in Beverly Hills for many, many years. Also is responsible for the LBN E-Alert, a daily overview of excellent coverage of the news of the day from pretty much every perspective. And I always like to get Michael Levine's overview from the PR expert chair as to how some of these people that are in the news this week that we're talking about in News Talk Radio manage to maintain an image, or what they need to do to improve their image if they can. I suppose the case in point is Richie Incognito and the whole Martin thing going on in Miami. So what is it that this guy is pretty much done, fried, right? Is there? But he's had a bad reputation all along, so there's not much of a surprise here. Is that right? You look at it that way, Michael?
When you say somebody's done in America, you may be done temporarily, but he can write a book. There'll be a reality show about his life. I mean, this guy could be a bigger star 2 years or 18 months from now than he ever would have been had he stayed in the NFL.
Because he's a malcontent, an angry, no-good son of a gun.
We've got to own up to where we are as a society. We're sick people in a sick time. That's just where we are. And it's very unfortunate, perhaps, but that's where we are. So 18 months from now, this guy could have a reality show about him. He could have a book about, he could write a book. He could have a documentary film made about him. He could be on every talk show in America. He could be a sportscaster. He could be the biggest celebrity one of the biggest celebrities in sports, you know, if he pursues that path.
So how does he do it, though?
To say somebody's down and out today, he could be the next Kardashian show.
All right, so how, if you're the PR guy handling his case, what do you do to bring him back to household prominence?
Well, I'll tell you what you do. You do the same thing that they're doing right now, which is release pictures of the two guys smiling together, which I've already seen this morning. I mean, you're going to see a very vigorous defense of their relationship, which is to say that, you know, that he may have been very crass, which again will make him only bigger in popular culture, but that the two guys really had a friendship. So that's what the defense is going to be, and it's already starting today.
Right. So how does the Dolphin management come out of this smelling like a rose, if at all?
Well, they have no choice but to distance themselves, to remove themselves from a relationship with them. I mean, from a public relations point of view for a team, they simply have no win in continuing that relationship.
Wow. And so they can, well, then there's the NFL as well, that it seems to be blasted all the time.
Has to. There's no, particularly because of the racial element, there's just simply no alternative.
Yeah, well, you understand kind of what goes on, the money that's involved in all of these things. The NFL has become a target as well. Maybe they ought to be in these circumstances, but it just goes on, and it kind of shows you the disconnect between reality, common sense, whatever it is. The NFL, is it a microcosm of American life, or is it just these bunch of spoiled rich guys playing at a game? It's all a game to them. They don't take it seriously.
I think you're making a really good point. To most Americans, the NFL is a football league with football players who play on Sunday on television. But to the NFL, it is a vast billion-dollar industry. It's a billions of dollars, not billions plural. And so it's a vast enterprise.
Yep. All right. An interesting overview of one of the important topics this week. And that's why we have Michael Levine here, because he's got expertise in the area of how to clean up somebody's media image. Michael Levine from the Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles, and also responsible for editing the LBNEalert.com. It's a news blog that has everything in it. It's really very entertaining and on spot, if you will, or spot on, some people say. Michael Levine here with us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Welcome back as we overview what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Have you heard the... No, I always kind of like it when Michael Harrison goes through the numbers, not only the stories, but the people. I don't think we devote enough time to actually highlighting some of the people, even though they're often tied to the stories that are in the top 10. For example, at number 10 on the people list this week is this guy Incognito from where is he from, Richie? Miami, right? Miami, okay. So he's at number 10. Rob Ford is at number 9. Joe Biden is number 8. Ted Cruz, number 7. He's kind of, there's a wrestling match going on between Cruz and Rand Paul as to who might be the standard bearer. What they both are forgetting is that Chris Christie is the most popular of all the Republicans at the moment. At any rate, Hillary Clinton's at number 6. There's the obvious connection to the 2016 election. Bill de Blasio, who won in New York City the mayoral race, number 5. Terry McAuliffe winning in Virginia the gubernatorial race, number 4. Kathleen Sebelius in her foolishness, number 3. Chris Christie and Barack Obama round out the top 10 list of the people being discussed here. Number 1 on the countdown, without any doubt, is the Obamacare situation. The criticism, the president's apologies, which have fallen flat. Bowing to intense criticism, the president has apologized yet again to Americans who are losing health insurance plans. He repeatedly said that they could keep and pledged to find fixes that might allow people to keep their coverage. Quote, I am sorry they are finding themselves in this situation. They? How about you? How about using the word you, Mr. President? You. Think about them. They. But it's really you. 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 Who are losing your health care coverage. So they got assurances, and he acknowledged that. I'm sorry we are finding ourselves in this situation based on assurances they got from me. He added, quote, we've got to work hard to make sure that they know we hear them, and we are going to do everything we can to deal with folks who find themselves in a tough position as a consequence of this. You jerk. That is just beyond the top. After promising 3 times at least that you keep the plan, keep your doctor, nothing will change, I mean, who's running the place? If you don't know what's in the bill, then you are an astonishingly ignorant man who either is so arrogant or so out of touch that you lose whatever respect people had on either side for you by continuing to go down this path. Officials say the president, referring to fixes the administration could make on its own, not legislative options proposed by congressional lawmakers. And now it is time to work on fixing the problem, isn't it? Can it be fixed? 888-302-3684. Lots of questions. Here's Aaron Burnett on CNN talking with John Avlon and John King about the apology.
You heard the words there, I am sorry. But you also heard a whole lot of things before it. You know, I regret we might have misled. We weren't as clear as we needed to be. He didn't run into the I'm sorry part.
No. I mean, this president has been very reluctant to really take the reins of accountability when it comes to this colossal screw-up with healthcare.gov. And now the questions about whether he wasn't telling the truth to the American people on all those sound bites, all those campaign stumps. You know, there's an old saying in politics, when you're eating humble pie, you don't nibble at it. This president has a real problem eating humble pie.
You
got to scarf it down. And this is an attempt to try to own it and to say we're going to make it better. But you see the fundamental discomfort the president has with really saying, I'm sorry, I screwed up. I was wrong when I said those things on the stump.
I mean, you really do, John King. You hear that. You hear that. He just doesn't want to do that. And even when he said he's sorry, it's within the context of, but hold on, guys. Your plan is still going to be better. The vast majority of people, I mean, you know, he wants to keep making that point.
Was it Ronald Reagan who said facts are stubborn things? I think the timeline here, Aaron, is very, very important. The administration, the Department of Health and Human Services, his administration, knew in the summer of 2010 that as many as two-thirds of the people in that individual marketplace, people who buy insurance, would be impacted, that their plans might change. As many as two-thirds of them in July of 2010, and the president went through an entire reelection campaign 2 years later. 2 years later, telling the American people, you won't have to change your plan if you like it, period. That's the credibility ditch he's trying to dig himself out of. And the answer in that interview tonight might be a beginning, but it's a very modest beginning.
There is speaking about the interview that aired on NBC News. That's where a lot of this is coming from. The president's apparent lack of knowledge, or if he did know it, then his complete dishonesty when it came to this. I'm not happy about it, neither should anybody else be. The people that are gloating about this because it's a, as John King, I think, put it, a colossal screw-up, that doesn't make it any better. It may for a few politicians who are lost in their own aura, like Obama is lost in his own aura, but that doesn't help the American people and the folks who are going to be just screwed to the wall when it comes to paying for health insurance. And these people don't see it. There's going to be so much of a hue and cry. I think, frankly, doing a radio program like this is sort of like Vox Populi, and you hear from lots of different people and the feelings that are running strongly here, but among those who really understand it. If your situation is better because you're going to have some kind of insurance that you didn't have before and be able to get some kind of care, that's swell. Good for you. I'm sad that more or less you and I as taxpayers are going to have to pay for this, which is not fair, right, or just, but even all of that being said, even if it was okay for us to do that, this thing is a damnable mess. And the website screw-up is just the latest example of how the whole thing is screwed up. And if you look around, especially in this administration and with the Bush administration, ever since what happened on September 11th took place, this country has been screwed up. We don't seem to be able to know how to deal with the consequences of some of the things that even led up to September 11th here and overseas. There's a huge hole in our hearts. And so the kinds of thinking that go on here that bring us around to accepting what politicians will do in the name of supposedly taking care of you, protecting you, all of this slobbering bull, and just is piling up. It is, and to the point where it's going to collapse. I don't want it to. Maybe there's something we can do before it does, but the weight of government and these kinds of politicians is just piling up and piling up, and sooner or later, because of the lack of interest, fortunately, people like the millennials that are paying attention to Jon Stewart maybe will, they are responsible for voting Obama in, and they were completely asleep. They were fascinated by the fact that he could use, or the people around him could use, the technology, so that's why they voted for him. It's a beauty contest, as it has become since the television era began, or at least the advent of the election of John F. Kennedy. Beauty contest. Most capable person around, maybe ugly. Could you see an ugly person occupying the White House? Ugly. There are a lot of ugly, unattractive people who are smart and know how to figure things out. They're behind the scenes. If we have a president, fortunate enough to have a president who is willing to have people in working with him that actually know how to go through and render decisions and figure things out, that doesn't include the bunch that's there now. At any rate, we continue. I'm off on this because it's so un-American. This whole thing is just so rottenly un-American. Here's radio host Joe Galewski discussing the concerns he has over the website security as part of the overall, you know, if you get in there and are able to sign up and you leave your info, what the heck's going to happen to that?
Conventional thinking is this thing's pretty messed up and hackers would have the run of the place, but is that really true?
Joe, it's hard to know. There's a wide variety and diversity of opinion right now, and some encounters that people are reporting where, you know, they're able to get to other people's information and they shouldn't be. They did receive a temporary security certification. I don't really know what that means. It's either secure or not, but they certainly didn't go through the testing that they were supposed to. They shortcut it, and I think they're starting to see some of those issues come to fruition here, but it's hard to know because they're not subject to the same laws that commercial companies are, where if you have a breach, you have to disclose it. We'll never really know if there's a breach for this site.
Now, would our private information be kept private more so on a website through a private insurance company more so than a government website? You know, would we be safer on some of the insurance companies' websites as opposed to what the government's trying to put together here?
Simply because this thing that they're trying to orchestrate is so huge. There's so many moving parts and so many subsystems that they've got to try to orchestrate. And, of course, they've got this new concept called, you know, the data hub, which reaches into, you know, Department of Homeland Security, the IRS, Social Security Administration, Veterans Administration, all these different sites to do verifications. And although they supposedly don't store the data that they pull out of there, it's also a part of the mix and in transit. And if you can breach these sites and interrupt these conversations and get the unencrypted data, then you're liable to get to lots of good stuff. So I think it's going to be hard to know if hackers are really getting in and what's going on, because they don't seem to want to even give a straight answer to Congress when they're being grilled about this stuff.
All right. So one more thing apparently to worry about is whether the information, the data you give when you go onto the website is secure. It doesn't sound like it is much to me.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's code for Old Navy is having a massive Veterans Day sale with 30% off all over the store or 35% off when you use your Old Navy card. Veterans, friends, family, dogs, and babies are all welcome to save big on tons of styles. All the layers you need for fall, like sweaters, jeans, tees, and socks. Don't forget the socks. But the deals only last through Monday. And as a thanks to those who serve our country, take an extra 10% off when you show your valid military ID in-store only. Valid 11-9 through 11-11. Excludes gift cards, fruit of the loom, and clearance. Old Navy card subject to credit approval.
Musicians, what if you could get below-cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379. Taylor Acoustics just $719. Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, PRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon. Guitar Center's biggest guitar amp and effects event of the year ends Tuesday.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Meanwhile, we go back to Obamacare and another radio host named David Bloomquist talking to an insurance broker. Her name is Teresa Saavedra. She will discuss or tell and explain how she's helping people find insurance plans without having to use the website.
There's a lot of confusion out there. We all know with the Affordable Care Act, the website problems, everything else. You, though, can direct people. You can help people to find customized insurance that can fit their needs. What's the first step? I mean, tell everybody what they need to do. Do they even need to go to the website, or is there an alternative?
Well, no, actually, they do not need to go to the website. You can purchase either on or off the exchange. And a lot of factors come into play. There are a lot of people, there's a lot of misconceptions out there. A lot of people are thinking that in order to get insurance that they have to purchase it on the website. I'm telling everybody now, if you have no insurance and you're looking to get something before all this goes into play, and you're pretty healthy, you don't have any major things going on, now's the best time to do it. Because you're going to be faced the first of the year with higher premiums, and they're going to go pretty much on your income. So when you go on the exchange, that is going to be if you fall within certain levels, income levels. So you don't necessarily have to do that. You can get it off the exchange now and get it at a lot better rate.
Right, when you say you customize insurance packages to fit their needs, what exactly does that entail?
Well, the first thing I do when I meet with my clients, I meet with them one-on-one, and I ask them what they're looking for. If they're looking for catastrophic coverage, if, you know, what their basic need and wants are. When I customize, I have other things out there other than health insurance that can actually help them with their out-of-pocket expense.
All right, so the top 10, again, to sort of recap what's going on in the NFL and the whole business about whether there's a certain kind of bullying going on there. Number 10, number 9, what's going on in the financial markets? A lot of the money or business talk radio stations coming more into prominence because the markets are doing pretty well, especially the Twitter IPO. A lot of people focused on that. At number 8, the TSA mall shootings, other shootings that have taken place even this week. That's in the discussion focus. At number 7, the Toronto mayor on crack. NSA at number 6, Benghazi at number 5, the poll numbers for the president at number 4, strategies for elections next year and for the next presidential race at number 3, this past week's election day results number 2, and the Obamacare rollout criticism, all the people that have gone on the air and sound foolish. That's what's at number 1 this week. Up next, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's the lawyer for The Countdown. Make sure you know about one of the scams that may be a part of this overall bigger picture of what's going on the Internet. So stand by for that here on The Countdown.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy up my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here on the countdown to talk about a number of things that are a part of our overview, the stories of the week that we spend our time on for the 3 hours of the countdown show. One of them has to do, I guess, with something that might be considered a countdown extra, even though I think it has to do. Number 9 is an overview of the financial markets this week. There's on the FBI's list of the most wanted cyber criminals. This is something new, apparently, Steve. The FBI has 5 individuals added to the list of the most wanted cyber criminals, including lover spy Carlos Enrique Perez Malera, who developed an $89 software program, a spyware, the way to catch cheating lovers, supposedly. What happens, though, when you
didn't work out.
Well, it actually is pretty dangerous because you open it and you're going to get slammed with malware and all kinds of stuff. So you're an expert. Steve Wiseman, among other things in his career, has become an expert on scams and identity theft, practices that sort of law. So in terms of avoiding this, you're always trying to teach people how to avoid these kinds of scams. What do you, how the heck, just by, I guess, saying no to this, you'd be all right, but it's so appealing.
It is. And, you know, the story is a good news, bad news. The good news is, as far as the FBI goes, they really are taking cybercrime seriously now. And this is, it's really the first time in world history that crime has been so worldwide in its scope. And it's going to require international cooperation to a great extent. There isn't, because Russia in particular and various Eastern European countries are just looking the other way. But you're right. The best thing to do is just say no. And this is, it's a really particularly good time for you to say this, because Microsoft, any of us who use Microsoft Word, which is basically everyone, is in jeopardy now. Microsoft has admitted there is a new hacker out there, and right now the malware connected with Word is only being foisted upon people in Asia, but they don't have a cure for it. The one thing you can do is, just because you have Microsoft Word, is not going to put you in danger. You have to download that malware like you were talking about with that guy, so you don't download things from people you don't know. You don't click on links you're not sure of.
You know, it's interesting. My tech guy was here this week, and we were talking about how appealing some of these are. So I gave him a couple of examples of things that I've avoided, but some of them are so good. They look so much like Microsoft, you just suggested, or some of the other Norton, the antivirus stuff. I mean, how do you really know? And yet there are a lot of times when you want to download, you need to download the right stuff to upgrade Real Player or something like that. And you don't know whether you're going to get it in the neck or not.
No, you don't. And frankly, what I do is, and my motto is, trust me, you can't trust anyone. Mm-hmm. So trust me on this one. When it comes up and it seems legitimate and it's a company I'm dealing with and it's an update, it doesn't take that much longer to go right to the company, and you can go to either their website or a phone call first to find out if indeed it is legitimate, and then you download it from their website. And it, you know, maybe that's wearing two raincoats, but I won't
you know what?
That way.
That's the best. That's why you're the expert when it comes to this sort of thing, scams, identity theft, because you've come up with an idea that a lot of people wouldn't have thought of. I wasn't even thinking about it. So there's an offer for an update. You go to Real Player's website, you go to Microsoft's website, you go to Norton's, whatever, whoever sent it, you go to their website and see if they're offering what you've seen on your screen.
Exactly.
Next, the Dolphins bullying controversy. What sort of legal ramifications? What's his name? Incognito? What a weird name.
Who wishes he was.
Yeah. So what sort of, can the guy who's been bullied by him sue him?
Oh, yeah.
Get anywhere? Can you get anywhere?
There's a number of torts, including intentional infliction of emotional distress. Frankly, even the part about making them pay, these rookies pay exorbitant amount, can be extortion. This is a really serious thing. And if indeed the facts turn out to be true, you've got the league, which may have been turning the other cheek to this thing. You've got coaches who, I saw reports today, were saying, toughen up this kid, get down on him. There's a real limit to this kind of bullying, and Incognito is going to be the poster boy because he's a nasty guy who's been kicked off a bunch of teams.
Yeah. All right. So and they just used him, so he can sue the Dolphins. The Dolphins can sue the NFL. Boy, the NFL, because it's got so much money, is a target for all kinds of stuff, and maybe rightly so. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, professor, and somebody who really knows what's going on in the world of scams. Take his advice. Listen back to this. If you didn't get the first part of this, go to the archives at DougStephan.com and listen to this portion of the Talk Radio Countdown Show over again.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.